You know, we've been singing, we've been talking about Mighty to Save, the author of salvation, the hope of nations. Maybe you've been in church all your life and heard those phrases and those words, and you have it here, but it doesn't necessarily make complete sense to you. Or maybe you're here today and you just feel a tugging, a pulling on your heart. Well, let me tell you, that's God, because God loves you. Loves you more than anything that you could ever imagine, more than any person. And God created us to be in a relationship with him. If you go back to the first book of the Bible in Genesis, God created everything. And on the sixth day, he created man. But man was different. Man was unique. We were created in God's image. And God created us to be in relationship with him. If you read in Genesis, God talked and walked with Adam and Eve because he loves us and he wanted that. But he didn't make us to be robots. He made us unique. He made us with souls and he made us with free will. He gave us choice. He said, I'm not going to force myself on you. I'm going to give you the choice to love me back. And unfortunately, we chose no way back when. And so that sin separates us from a perfect, holy, loving, and faithful God. So, what now? Well, he had a plan. He had a plan of salvation that we've been singing about and talking about. And that plan was to send his son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. To live a perfect and sinless life. Lived among us, took on human flesh. And at the appointed time, according to God's perfect plan, didn't take him by surprise. Jesus took on the sin of the world. My sin. Your sin. Your sin. The sin of all mankind. And he died a horrific and painful crucifixion on the cross. Shed his blood. You know, in Romans, it says the wages of sin is death. Okay, what is wages? We know. We earn wages. So when we sin, and we all do, all of us have sinned, all of us, the Bible says that, that sin earns us death. That's what that verse says. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so when he shed his blood, it paid those wages. It paid that penalty for all of us. And then let me read this verse to you. It's beautiful. See if we can do it one-handed. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. There we go. And verse 9 talks about how do we reconcile with God. All right, so Jesus died for our sins. And here's what we're told. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9. But then Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. And then we jump down a couple verses, and it says this. For everyone, did you get that? Everyone. Not just the good people, not everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Is that not love? Is that not incredible? God wants to have a personal relationship with every single person. He doesn't want one person to perish. You know, you look on television, you look around, you see the verse John 3:16. You see it everywhere. What you don't see everywhere is John 3:17. And I love those two together because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, which I don't know why it gets left off, because it's amazing, says basically that God didn't come into the world. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to what? Save it. Save the world. God wants nothing more than for us to have a personal relationship with him. And I keep saying the word personal, because that is exactly what it is. You don't have a relationship with God because your parents did. You don't have a relationship with God because you go to church. You don't have a relationship with God because your husband does, or your children do, or you fill in the blank. It is personal. We talked, my God. That's not very personal. My God. So God's saying, fill your name in the blank. Tammy, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm right here. My arms are wide open. Come to me. It's a welcome and open invitation. If you confess with your mouth and believe that Jesus died on the cross, you'll be saved. It's so simple, yet we make it so hard. So if you're here today, and maybe you have the knowledge here, but it's never moved to here, you can make that decision right now. I implore you to make the decision now. And maybe you've never even heard this message before. Maybe you were invited here today, and you're thinking, what is going on here with all this music and all these people talking about grace and mercy and hope? Well, it's a pretty simple message. God loves you. He loves you. So you don't have to get out of your seat. I'm going to say a prayer here in a moment. And if you've never made that decision that to receive Christ as your Savior, you can do it right where you sit. We'll pray together. Now, for those of us that are here that have already made this decision, I don't know where you're at in your walk, but you know what? There have been a number of times in my life where I've had to say, wow, God, please forgive me. I've really turned and done my own thing. So maybe for you, pray with us, but pray the prayer in a recommitting way. Not that you're going to get saved again. You only do that once, right? but in a recommitting way, we're just going to invite the Holy Spirit here, and let's pray. And yeah, invite him in your heart. Please don't wait, because if you say no now, it means, I mean, if you don't make a decision now, it is a no. We never know when our time is up. Never. It could be when we walk out of these doors today. So let's pray. Father, again, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for your perfect, perfect plan of salvation, for sending Jesus here to die on a cross for our sins, and the shedding of his blood and his resurrection, that we can talk with you, we can be one-on-one with you, and we can spend eternity with you. And God, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, God, we pray, I recognize Jesus as your Son, the Son of you, the living God, and I recognize that I'm a sinner. I confess those, Father, and I want my life to be different. I surrender it to you. Come in and take over. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and resurrected to conquer sin and death forever, that I might have a relationship with you. God, I'm yours. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.